That Titans logo is trash.
It is, dude. It's bland.
So, guys, I'm looking at the remaining free agents for the Steelers in terms of the quarterback situation because Aaron Rodgers can't make up his mind yet.
Well, the Steelers just won't tell him, "Hey, f off."
I'm looking at this Titans logo. It's such an eyesore. Just a side note. Anyway, Aaron Rodgers. There's no update because he hasn't said anything. Lord knows what he's doing. He's probably still spending time with his wife, which, you know, God bless them, right? Hope they're enjoying themselves. But the Steelers are still waiting on the decision of Aaron Rodgers. They are still holding out once again for a second straight year. This is essentially the sequel.
Yes.
Of Aaron Rodgers making up his mind whether he wants to play for the Steelers or not.
And we all know Steelers Nation, the first one wasn't all that great.
No.
Usually the sequel tends to be even worse.
Yeah.
And here we are again, just waiting on the word of Aaron Rodgers as the Steelers, honestly, have put themselves in this situation for a second straight year. Because it's not like any other team is out there trying to inquire about Aaron Rodgers and his availability and if he wants to retire or whatnot or try to bring him in for a free agent interview. No. Last year, it was only the Steelers. That's it. The Steelers was the only free agent visit A-Rod went to.
Actually, as far as I'm concerned, if you look up and down around the NFL world, all the clubs, all the teams, I think they already have their quarterbacks.
Basically.
I believe every single team already has their quarterbacks. The Steelers, I don't think they do. I mean, they're still holding out for Aaron Rodgers, and we would love to give a guy like Will Howard the chance with some competition. But honestly, that's not going to come if Aaron Rodgers decides to come back. The Steelers are holding themselves hostage. Waiting for Aaron Rodgers again. I know we're here to talk about it again, but there is no update, but there was an article that Jerry Dulock did put up on the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette regarding what Art Rooney had to say. Art Rooney II, Art the Clown, he said at the NFL owners' meetings, he says that they still expect a decision before the draft.
Yes.
Here we go again. Gee, didn't they go through the same thing last year? Didn't they expect a decision by the draft last year? I mean, I don't know what the conversations were at last year, but I'm pretty sure they didn't think it was going to hold out all the way till June 5th.
Yeah, but I do remember when Aaron Rodgers finally visited the Steelers. I don't remember when that was. I want to say that was in April last year. He was there for 6 hours, and A-Rod took an additional 2 months, basically, up until we said, yes, I'm going to play for you guys.
Yeah.
It took him that long. So...
Yeah, that was March 21st.
That's even worse.
That was March 21st last year.
That's
and he didn't make up his mind till June 5th last year.
Yes.
And now Art Rooney II, the owner of this great franchise, is saying that he expects a result from Aaron Rodgers by the draft.
And keep in mind, Omar Khan, when he was at the NFL Combine, which was late February last month, he said that he does not foresee this dragging on as long as it did last year.
I mean, we haven't gotten to June 5th yet, so I guess he's right.
He's got two more months, sure. He's got two more months.
But fine. You know how hilarious this sounds that we're waiting 2 months for this guy? Literally not a single other team in the NFL is waiting out for Aaron Rodgers' availability. It's just the Steelers. It's either the Steelers or retirement for this guy. I do ultimately believe he will come back. It's just a matter of when. But it's more of the fact that they are literally holding out again for Aaron Rodgers. It makes no sense to me. I mean, was he all bad last year? No. He was serviceable. He was solid. But
why would you?
Is he the guy to go with at this stage of this team with the roster that we have, that the roster that Omar Khan has built via free agency and with 12 picks to do in the draft in less than 4 weeks? Is he the guy to go under center and lead the pack for one more year with this team, with Mike McCarthy? I don't think so.
Well, it's not like it really led to anything special or a different ending to the Steelers last year.
No,
because, I mean, even when we were talking about Aaron Rodgers potentially coming to the Steelers, we all believed that it's just going to be another one-and-done season, and look what happened.
Yeah, it was just
like when we talked about when Tomlin brought basically his entire coaching staff back for a second straight year after the 5-game collapse that happened in 2024. So they ran it back with that. with Aaron Rodgers, and it led to the same ending, and now they're trying to run it back with Aaron Rodgers just with a different head coach because Mike Tomlin stepped down.
Yeah.
It's like, what are we doing
now?
As an organization?
Now, Art Rooney II, and I'm going to put Omar Khan into this because he's the one that's holding out as well, whether that's mostly Art Rooney II's doing because he ultimately has the final say in everything, but I'm going to incorporate Omar into this. Omar Khan and mostly Art Rooney II want Aaron Rodgers back, but with a new coaching staff and a new head coach and a new path for this franchise without Mike Tomlin, I don't think a year older Aaron Rodgers is the way to go. But they're holding out again. Now, they expect a result by the draft, is what Art Rooney II said. But Adam Schefter...
It was February 25th, to be exact.
Oh, my God.
February 25th, and I know where you're going with this, so go on ahead.
Yeah, Adam Schefter, he said that a decision was expected by mid-March. I'm going to play this clip for you guys.
What do you make of Rodgers' future today?
The belief around the league, and let's preface it by saying it's Aaron Rodgers, and so there are never any absolutes, and things could change like that. But the belief around the league is that the feeling is he's supposed to give an answer by mid-March. Many people thought that there was no chance he'd be back. It certainly sounds like it is an absolute consideration, and it sounds like... And again, it's Aaron Rodgers, so you never fully know. Sounds like he's more likely than not to be back today.
So there you have it. That was Adam Schefter back in February mentioning that the belief was mid-March is where Aaron Rodgers is going to make a decision, and clearly we're already at the tail end of March. So when will a decision actually happen?
Well, according to Art Rooney in his interview with Jerry Dulac in his article of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Art Rooney said, when I talked to him, Aaron Rodgers, and Omar Khan talked to him, he told us he wasn't going to take as long this year as he did last year to make a decision, Rooney said. I'm not 100% sure what that means, but I expect something before the draft.
So what if he doesn't get a decision before the draft? Then what? What's his backup plan? Is he going to wait out as long as he did last year, which was June 5th? Or is he going to say, you know what, let's draft a quarterback high, let's go into free agency and go grab, I don't know, how about a Kirk Cousins? No.
Who would be 38, by the way, when the season starts?
No.
No, thank you. I'm good on that.
And no, we don't want no Tanner McGee, as that's being mentioned. It was been mentioned before free agency hit that, oh, what if the Steelers trade Nick Herbig or a third-round pick to the Eagles for Tanner McGee? That's just stupid. And now they traded for Andy Dalton, so what's Tanner McGee's role with the Eagles? I don't know. There's no point in getting Tanner McGee here. There's none.
There really isn't.
Who else? Will Levis is another one I heard of the Titans? No. No.
No,
I mean, if it's,
let's not
if
do
it's
that.
Stupid, cheap, and competition... I guess.
Competition? But what are you talking about competition?
But is Will Levis like...
You would have...
Is this like the new change of scenery he needs? No.
Dude, you would basically have the Titans quarterback room from 2024 with the Steelers team. Well, what are we doing?
Yeah, Will Levis and Mason.
Yeah, no.
With Will Howard.
Yeah, no.
No.
Absolutely not.
No.
That's not the competition. That's just adding another quarterback in here. You might as well bring Skylar Thompson back.
Yeah.
They haven't even done that yet.
There's one other free agent quarterback we'll mention here, and this is because of the Mike McCarthy connection. Cooper Rush, who was with the Ravens last year and got benched for Snoop Huntley.
Tyler Huntley. Cooper Rush did not win a single game when he stepped in for an injured Lamar Jackson and didn't even throw a single touchdown through four interceptions.
Ooh.
But because the Mike McCarthy connection is there and he was a serviceable backup for Dak Prescott back in the day, I wouldn't be surprised if they were to pivot to a guy like Rush just because of the connection. But that's not even a great option. That's just, oh, you know, like I have chemistry with him. I'm familiar with his game. That's not a good reason to bring him in.
I mean, frankly, none of these options I'm looking at in the free agency pool are great. Dude. In fact, none of the options, let's be real, none of the options going into the season are going to be game-changing or going to lead us to a Super Bowl, right? Or maybe even a playoff victory at that, since it's been so long since we saw one of those. No quarterback out there is going to do that. I don't think anyone that we have on the roster, anyone out there in free agency or even in the trade pool is capable of doing that. We're not going to get there until we get our guy, which won't be this year. And ideally, it's when we trade up for someone in 2027, as long as that class pans out better than when we thought this upcoming class was going to pan out. which is turning into one of the worst classes ever.
No, and that's why we have preached throughout the whole offseason that the Steelers should not take a quarterback within the first 2 days. You have how many picks within the top 100?
Ultimately, though,
not one of those picks should be a quarterback selection.
I agree, but ultimately, I do think that it could be because they have 3 third-rounders. And let's say, hypothetically, they trade back and get an extra pick. They can still address as many needs as possible while still saying, you know what, at pick 99, the end of day two, let's go grab like a Garrett Neusmeyer or a Drew Allaire from Penn State.
I still don't think it's worth it.
Neusmeyer kind of makes sense because Mike McCarthy had connections with his dad, who is the Saints offensive coordinator. So there's that connection.
It's all about the connections for the Steelers this offseason.
It is.
You really noticed that?
It is.
It's really all about that.
Neusmeyer, I could live with. I could. Drew Allaire, I can't. Not until at least the fifth round. The fifth round is really like where I would be most comfortable with taking a quarterback. I wouldn't be surprised if they take one early, say, the end of day two, preferably with one of their later third round picks. If they want to take a quarterback as early as that, I'm most comfortable with them waiting until at least the fifth. Maybe a Lar falls there. I know Mike McCarthy and him had a deep conversation at the combine. So I'm sure McCarthy likes a lot of his tangibles.
I know the Steelers, they brought in Carson Beck for a top 30 visit.
Oh God.
That's a no go for me. I'm saying no to Beck. But I know they also brought in Cole Payton, whose name has kind of been an intriguing one heading into the NFL draft, and his name's kind of rising up the draft boards a little bit.
I like Cole Payton. Cole Payton's one of like 3 or 4 guys I would like to take in this draft.
And that's a very interesting and intriguing day 3 selection. Like, say you want to take him with the 5th-round selection you got, the 161 pick, I'd be cool with that. I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think with him, that's a good skill set. That's an intriguing player that you can use and just kind of the ideal quarterback McCarthy said he wants.
Well, it fits with what McCarthy mentioned in his opening presser when he signed with the Steelers in front of the entire media. He's like, yeah, the biggest thing I noticed about the quarterback situation that's evolved was that they run the ball. They are rushing the football. They can extend plays with their feet, right? So that's the ideal quarterback he eventually wants. Aaron Rodgers ain't going to do that for you. He's not. Will Howard, underratedly, can move around. He did that at Ohio State. He did that at Kansas State. He can do that.
Mm-hmm.
He's not the most mobile. I know everyone's going to throw out the John Gruden comment about, wow, look at that. That's Josh Allen. That's a little too much to say about Will Howard. I like him a lot. I would love to give him the opportunity to see what he's capable of with a day 3 rookie potentially. Have them compete, and then let's just have some fun with it. Because here's the thing. With Aaron Rodgers coming back, you know, one, he's the starter. And two, there's not a lot that's going to change.
No.
Whether with Will Howard and whoever else you want to bring in for competition, you're pretty much not expecting a lot, and you're just having fun with it. Kind of reminds me of 2019 when Ben went down and Mason came in, and then he had a decent little stretch, and then he got hurt, and then Duck Hodges came in, and he had a good game or so, and then obviously, you know, there's a reason not in the league no more. But at that point, you know, with Ben down, we didn't have any expectations no more. So we just said, you know what, whatever happens, happens. Let's just have fun with it. That's what I want the quarterback position to be this year, because I'm not expecting a lot, and this team's so young that whatever happens, let's just enjoy whatever it is, because we know that in 2027, then we're going to go get our guy.
Right.
So let's just have a little bit of excitement. Let's have some low expectation a little bit at the quarterback position, and maybe you might get surprised rather than just going with the old same story that we had just last year.
Yeah, SOS. Like, if you were to run with Will Howard and give him the chance to compete to start and have him go out there and perform, that, me as a fan, would give me something to look forward to this upcoming season, right? With a new coach and the talent that you brought in, plus the talent that you will bring in for the draft, and you have Will Howard just running with the team, starting as the quarterback, and just his upside as a leader and just his capabilities as a quarterback. Hence why he was one of the guys that me and Dan here preferred for the Steelers to select in last year's draft class.
Yeah.
He was one of the big key guys that we wanted the Steelers to select
at
that position.
There was literally only two, because we watched film on all the quarterbacks.
All of them.
There was only two guys that really stood out to us. It was Tyler Shook, who went to the Saints early, and Will Howard. Will Howard fell to the 6th. And him sitting under Aaron Rodgers, and he picked the brain of one of the greatest of all time, if not the greatest of all time.
And Aaron Rodgers himself, you know, when he was on the Pat McAfee show, what was it, just earlier this month, March 4th, I think, he even said, you know, Will Howard's a hell of a talent. He's a hell of a guy. Omar Khan's preached a lot of praise toward Will Howard, same with Mike McCarthy. The whole Steelers organization has given Will Howard a lot of praise.
Well, he has a lot that you want in a quarterback, bro. He has a decent arm. He has that leadership quality.
He does.
You notice in that entire Buckeyes championship season, there was a lot of leadership qualities that he held with everybody and even on the defensive side of the football, right? Like, he just built that roster up.
And
like
that was him in his only season at Ohio State, because he transferred from Kansas State. He took a chance on himself and took a team that the previous quarterback could not. He took them to a championship run.
But he's willing to learn. He's willing to better himself. And him essentially redshirting all last year, that might be a good thing for him. I'm not saying he's going to be the future, but we don't know that if we don't give him the opportunity. And that's never going to happen if Aaron Rodgers is still the quarterback.
Which is why with Will Howard as a starter, that gives me something to look forward to this upcoming season.
Yeah, because at that point,
With Aaron Rodgers, I have nothing to look forward to, because I expect the same old, same old.
Because at least with Will Howard, you don't know what to expect.
You don't. But ain't that a bit exciting at the same time? We shouldn't be scared of that. We shouldn't shy away from that.
To me, it is. Because I know, like, he most likely will not be the guy. But let's say he is. And then guess what? We can ride with him.
It's all about taking the gamble.
If not, then we already know in 2027, this team is still young enough, we can eventually go get our guy. You know what I mean? It's just the Steelers, they gotta stop holding themselves hostage and, like, give the young guys a chance. If they want to draft a quarterback high, again, I'm most comfortable with it in the fifth, but if they want to take one at the end of day two,
I mean, listen,
they have the picks to do it.
I wouldn't be surprised by it. That's just not my preference, but I wouldn't be surprised if they were to pull the trigger on that. But Steelers, they can't continue to wait.
No.
They can't wait for Aaron Rodgers' word. It's not really so much on Aaron Rodgers this year than it was last year. It's just the Steelers putting themselves in this situation for a second straight year. Again, they're the only team that are clamoring for Aaron Rodgers on what his future is. There's no other team that's going out there trying to see A-Rod's availability. It's only the Steelers.
Right.
Which goes to show where the Steelers are as an organization nowadays at the quarterback position, which is unfortunate. It's kind of crappy. But the Steelers, they can't keep putting themselves in this situation. They got to move on. They got to make a decision.
They should, because, again, let's say that, you know, Art Rooney's mentioned, oh, you know, we expect a decision by the draft. If there's no decision by the draft, then what's next?
What's the plan?
Are you going to continue to hold out? If you don't, are you going to stretch and reach for a quarterback early? God forbid we get a Ty Simpson in the first. That would be terrible. That is Kenny 2.0 all over again. We don't want to go through that. Don't want to do it. Are they going to take a quarterback so high that they feel desperate enough because, oh my God, we don't have anyone, we need to draft someone like they did with Kenny? Don't make that decision twice.
You can't.
Don't make the same mistake twice. Don't. All right, well, let's say they don't. Let's say they don't take a quarterback high and Aaron Rodgers still hasn't made up his mind yet. Do they sign another free agent quarterback? Do they tell Aaron Rodgers, go kick rocks, we're going to go sign this guy? None of the options of free agency are very enticing. None. I get that, essentially, again, no option this year was going to stretch this team beyond what they want, right? But it's to me, like, give the young guys an opportunity. If you want to bring in a vet for vet reasons, whatever. If they want to think that guy is Mason, who they already have on their team, by all means. I'm not really all for Mason being quarterback one this year. I'm not.
I mean, we know what to expect from Mason. He's a backup. We know this.
He is. So I would much rather give the opportunity to Howard, and then whoever you want to draft, give them the opportunity as well. Give it to the young guys. You know what I mean? That's how I would hope that they do it.
See what they can do. It's all about being given an opportunity. Sometimes for these young guys, that's all that they ask for. That's all that they need.
Right.
And what they do is what they do. Best case scenario, you have your guy in Will Howard. The sixth round pick turned out to be a steal. Great. But if it doesn't work out, listen, 2027, you already know what your number one priority is.
I bet you they already have plans on trading up for somebody. Like, we still got to see what the college season is going to tend for this year and who steps up their game and all this and who declares. And there's a lot that still goes on into it. The NIL program and who transfers to who or who stays behind, because now everybody's getting six-year eligibilities and shit. It's ridiculous. But I'm sure that is already their plan. I know they've been saying a lot about Will Howard pretty much ever since Mike McCarthy was hired. You know, one of the biggest reasons they signed Mike McCarthy is because, oh, well, he's a quarterback whisperer. He's a quarterback developer. Look what he did for Aaron Rodgers, and look what he did for Dak and how he elevated his career.
I can't forget about Joe Montana.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't forget about him.
That's what people are saying. Those aren't the arguments I'm making.
No.
Because I have reasons to believe that is false. I don't think he elevated much. I think he inherited a great quarterback that sat under one of the greatest of all time, Brett Favre, and Dak was already pretty good, and yet he elevated him a little bit, but getting CeeDee Lamb also is a big benefactor. But Mike McCarthy, one of the biggest pitches to the ownership, to the franchise, is, hey, I can develop the next guy. We got Will Howard. Let me work with him. Let him work with him. Let him. And then the second Mike McCarthy was signed, everyone was mentioning and bringing up Will Howard. Media started questioning and asking about Will Howard and Omar and Art Rooney and Mike McCarthy. They kept bringing up Will Howard and how they like his potential. Give him the fucking shot.
Lily, everybody wants to see what this kid can do. I think we all do. We all see the upside. We all see the potential. We all see the passion that he has for the sport of football, for his teammates, the type of leader that he is. All we want to see is an opportunity. All we want to see is a bit of change.
Right.
Just a little bit. And that change could just be a simple opportunity. That's all a young guy can ask for.
I agree. I mean, they keep saying all this about Will Howard, and you know, they like a lot of what he brings to the table and what he did at Ohio State and all this, right? Well, if that's so true, give him an opportunity. I'm not saying make him quarterback one tomorrow. You can't just give him the keys without competition. We're not doing that. We got to give him some competition. Let him work for it, because that's what makes him better. That's what makes the quarterback room this year potentially a little exciting, because, again, you don't know what to expect. You're just kind of going in there having some fun and really just hoping for the best, not reliving what we had to last year with a different coach and a different coaching staff. Not going to get you anywhere.
No. Because we've seen the same song and dance and the same ending year in and year out.
Yeah.
It's literally a sequel that just gets bad.
So for the Steelers, it's like, yeah, they're expecting a decision by this time and that time. If that doesn't come, when is enough enough? When is the wait too long for them? I don't think a wait is too long for them, but us fans here, maybe you guys as well, are asking, bro, just tell them to kick rocks.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, just cut the cord and look in another direction. Hopefully, we get some sort of confirmation, some sort of news or feedback soon. I'm not expecting it. When we do, I do ultimately expect Aaron Rodgers to come back, but I could be wrong. And then where does that put them? They're going to stick with Howard, rookie, and Mason Rudolph. They also want four quarterbacks under the roster for training camp. They've always mentioned that. All they have right now is Howard and Mason.
That's it.
So they have to add two other quarterbacks. So let's say Aaron Rodgers comes back. They're probably still going to draft someone, maybe not as early, but they're still going to draft someone just for a fourth quarterback. Mm-hmm. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't come back, it's Howard, Mason, probably a vet, maybe, I don't know, Kirk Cousins, Cooper Rush, God forbid.
Josh Dobbs maybe, right?
Fuck it.
Why the hell not?
I always like Dobbs.
Why the hell not?
I always like Dobbs.
Bring the rocket scientist in, huh?
And then eventually a rookie selected probably between rounds 3 and 7.
Yeah.
I would imagine. But they've shown interest in some of the young cats in the draft, which is interesting because that kind of gives you a tale of where they're aiming quarterback. It's not early because there's obviously other needs like guard and receiver and corner and defensive line still to address, right? Tackle, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not, I don't think they're looking to address quarterback early, but they're kind of just keeping on the back burner just in case this Aaron Rodgers situation gets a little too excessive, which it is again. We don't know.
No, we don't know, but we're just under 4 weeks away from the NFL draft in Pittsburgh.
By the way, people were saying that Aaron Rodgers wants $30 million a year. I don't believe that. He signed for, what, $10 million last year?
I thought it was like 13.
Whatever it was.
10 or 13, something within that range. Why would we give a 42-year-old $30 million?
No, like, that doesn't make sense.
That would just be terrible business.
The cost is not the issue.
No.
The cost is not the issue.
It wasn't the issue last year. That's not even the situation. It's just like, hey, are you going to play?
I don't know.
That's it.
I don't know, man. I only know if Aaron Rodgers knows, bro. I really don't.
I don't know.
All I know is, like, at some point he's going to make up his mind, and at some point the Steelers are going to have to make up their mind. Enough's enough.
More so, the Steelers need to make up their mind.
Yeah.
They need to make that final decision, not A-Rod.
Agreed.
They shouldn't let the player make the decision. You are an NFL team, and you have a position to address.
I feel like they should have already made the decision.
You should not be waiting this long. You need to conduct business and say, we're going to move on. Simple as that.
They should have already made their decision.
We appreciate your contributions last year, and we appreciate your communication, but we are going to move on as a football team.
Right.
Simply put, that's
it. All they had to say is, you know, we're going to give Will Howard an opportunity, but there's certainly going to be competition. That's all they had to say.
That's all they had to say. That would have relieved a lot of headache right now.
A lot. And then Aaron Rodgers probably would have retired because there's no one else that wants his services.
It's literally the Steelers are retirement for A-Rod.
Literally. Minnesota don't want him no more.
No, they got Kyler.
They got Kyler. God bless.
Falcons got Tua. Dolphins got Malik. Cardinals, Jacoby Brissett. We know who the Raiders are getting.
No one wants Aaron Rodgers.
Jets got Geno.
Yeah, they do.
Every team basically has their quarterback. If not now, not now they will.
Yeah.
Besides
every team already has their quarterback. The Steelers do not. Not right now.
Here we are waiting again.
I'm hoping the Steelers kind of wake up from this nightmare and realize, okay, this is getting old real fast. I don't know, guys. Let us know your guys' thoughts down in the comments below. How do you guys feel about this Aaron Rodgers wait? We got less than 4 weeks till the draft.
Yes, we do.
So if there's a time for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision, according to Art Rooney, it's between now and then. Will it happen? I don't even think he knows.
We'll see. But hopefully the next time that we talk about this, we have a decision.
Yes.
We have a true update.
We weren't going to talk about this topic until he made up his mind. Because it's like, okay, let's just focus on the team and fixing everything else and then worry about him last. But when this Pittsburgh Post-Gazette article from Jerry Dulac came out, it's like, here we go again. Got to talk about it.
Pretty much.
And it's just like we're reiterating the same sentiments that we said like before free agency started.
It's funny because that's what every reporter has been doing, like Schefter and Rappaport and everybody else. They're just re-saying what they said before.
Yeah.
So
let us know you guys' thoughts down in the comments below. And Aaron Rodgers, make up your goddamn mind. See you in the next one.
And as always, like, comment, subscribe, and we'll see you later.
Peace!